Yeah, but here's the problem. Again, it's biased reporting going in. Everyone forgets all of the miracles that are coming out of Walter Reed and other veterans' hospitals, where some guys who have been severely injured are coming out. Modern medical technology has done wonders. We could go on and on and on with stories like that regarding our war veterans back from Iraq and at Afghanistan who have been treated in these hospitals. And, hey, listen, if you want to do some reporting on troubles in hospitals, go to any hospital in America, and let's talk about the guy who went in for the right knee operation but had his left knee operated on. Let's talk about the people who are getting TB and other diseases in our hospitals. This is just part of the medical community at large. It's stupid reporting. It's ridiculous reporting, and it's just another sign that the mainstream media doesn't support our troops. They don't support the mission. God forbid they don't support the commander-in-chief. It's just the same old news.
Yeah, in a lot of ways that is true, because the Washington Post was in there, they said, for hours, hundreds of hours, surreptitiously, and the shocking things that they found, they held on to for months to release at the right time, instead of immediately running and saying, you know, this is the problem, this needs to be fixed. You know, they sat on it until they were ready to, hit their target at the right opportunity.
Instead of actually doing something to help people who needed it.